Second paragraph, our Mishnah days. Apa chutzlan shabam bisvina va'aretz. Chayevet the mitzvah of the shvius. If somebody brought earth from chutzlan in a boat in Eretz Yisrael, so if you grow something in that earth, now that it's in Eretz Yisrael, chayevet the mitzvah and shvius, even though it's from the boat. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Most of it is much as svina gosheshes. Rabbi Yehuda paskins, which we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not about the when the svina is on the earth. Of, on the bed of the lake or the river, if it's floating, then that which grows inside of it is not chayiv in shumas umaisus. Even when it's on the ground, is a machlekes rishonim if it needs to have a hole in it. Some say if it's made out of wood, it does not need a hole in it. Others say that if it's made out of wood, it does need a hole in it. Only if it's made out of pottery, it does not need a hole. So the bottom line is that if we have earth from a chutzlar that is Eretz Yisrael, it's definitely a chayiv and maitzis and shvius. And if it's in a flower pot that does not have a hole in it, then it's not chayiv. The right is only chayiv with rabbonon. And the chayiv, the same thing would apply to something which is floating in the water. If you made a dough without any water, pure fruit juices, pure apple juice. If you have apple juice with a little water in it, it's definitely chayv and chalas, no discussion. Here we're talking about a case where it's pure fruit juice. Even so, the mission over here holds chayev is b'chala, it's chayev ben chala. Yeah, there are opinions that hold that it is not chayev b'chala, and halacha l'mais in such a situation, we would take a chala without a bracha. The nechalas, the diamond to others, and you could eat it with tummy hands because it was not. In order for a grain to be mekabel tuma, or any food to be mekabel tuma, has to come in contact with one of the seven mashkim, which include water, wine, oil, olive oil. But other fruit juices are not included in this, and therefore, since it did not come in contact with any of those, it's not mekabel tuma. It's important to know that this manazeh, all grains that we buy in the store, all flour we buy in the store was already moshul b'kabel tuma, because they put the grains in a water environment before they mill them into flour. That's why also nageis ha'peitach, that flour that we stand by is a chashav chametz, because the grains came into contact with water before they were milled.